You're listening to Calf Faves, a Patreon-exclusive Utini podcast where we talk about the Star Wars things we love. And go on tangents, apparently.
Hey everyone, welcome to Calf Faves, a show where we pick a category and we talk about our favorite things from that category. I am Heather Goldman and I am with Meg Dowell. Meg, how are you today?
Hello, hello, hello. I am great. I am so glad that we're here doing this thing again.
She is doing very great. We kind of had like a cheer before we started. Oh, okay. I'm so glad we are pumped. And it's a good thing that we're pumped because if you are listening to this the day it comes out, it is actually Christmas Day. So yay! Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I hope you get all of the things that you want. And if you don't, it's all good because we're spending time together.
Yay.
So, on the drink menu today, since it is a special holiday, I have with me a lukewarm mug because I can never time these drinks when we record. I have a lukewarm mug of hot cocoa with peppermint marshmallows. I didn't even know we had peppermint marshmallows until someone saw me in the kitchen making it, and they hooked me up. And I hooked myself up because you know what else is in this cup of hot cocoa? Can you guess, Meg?
No.
Kahlua!
Of course.
And the only thing I had to eat today was some very light chips and salsa. So this is going to hit me pretty soon.
Good job. Proud of you.
Thank you. So while I get lit over here, go ahead and say what you have.
So, friends, people listening, I don't know what to call you. It is a special day. It's a holiday. So I do have something a little different, just a little different, because, you know, I can't be too adventurous, because I'm me. I have hot chocolate and coffee together with peppermint mocha flavored creamer. So that's interesting. It's actually really good, and there is so much sugar coursing through my bloodstream right now. It's great. It tastes great. Everything is fantastic.
You pretty much made a peppermint mocha, because I think that's what mocha is, right? Coffee with, like, chocolate?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
And I like how we both went peppermint.
It's the season. 'Tis the season for peppermint-flavored everything.
Yeah, you know, people are stoked for pumpkin spice season, but I'm more of a peppermint season kind of person.
Same.
So our topic today, going with the whole Christmas theme here, is favorite Star Wars Christmas gift that we have gotten. And Meg, I would like to hear yours first.
Yeah, so I'll have to post a picture of this in the Discord, which I will remember to do, because sometimes I don't always remember, but I will this time. So it will not surprise any of you that I have, I had a Star Wars themed, bedroom. But the reason that started is that one year for Christmas, my parents, without my knowing, and I don't know how they kept this from me, but, they got a Star Wars, like, one of those wall decal things.
Isn't it called, like, a fathead?
Well, I don't know exactly what this one is, because it is quite literally the entire wall. So it's not like you can just, like, slap it on, right? So it's the scene of the X-Wings flying toward the Death Star, which you'll see when I post it. But it's the entire wall. So it's, like, it's, like, a chore, a project to put this whole thing on the wall. It's basically like you're painting the wall. And then when they were done putting that on, my dad, being my dad, was like, there aren't enough stars on this mural type photo. So he added more because that's just the kind of person that he is.
Aww.
It looks great. And I have a picture of it somewhere that I will share with you. And that they like my family. It will also not surprise many of you that my family is just like extra to the extra, extra extreme. So to present me with this surprise that they somehow kept from me, they paraded me into the room with Star Wars music blasting in the background. I'm sure there's a video of this somewhere, which I will not show to you because my excited self, I was just very happy about it.
Oh, but we want to see Happy Meg.
You know what? If I can, if there is a video somewhere and I find it, I guess I can post it.
Yay!
Yeah. See, I'll be embarrassed for all of you because that's how much I care. And that room just evolved after that. So that kicked off the whole thing. And then there were pictures on the walls and all my figures ended up there. So, yeah. It was a good time.
That is so sweet. See, I had to do my own Star Wars decorations. What I did was, like, I had, like, these Clone Wars sheets. And I eventually got new sheets. And I was like, how can I repurpose these? So I got the Clone Wars sheets. And I either just used, like, a stapler or maybe I got a pole and some tape or something. I don't know. I just used what I had around the house. But I ended up using the sheets as curtains for my game room.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it turned out pretty cool. But I'm obviously your thing would look way better. I really want to know what that mural looked like. I'm trying to picture it in my head, but I really would like to see that. I can't wait to see your photo.
Yeah, I don't know where a picture of it would be at the moment, but I know I have one because how could you not document that? So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, let's see. It's kind of hard to top that because I thought I had a good one. But honestly, like, I don't even know if it counts. Like, it kind of does. It's going to sound really cheesy. But I feel like the best Star Wars gift that I have ever gotten came from Disney themselves, which was The Force Awakens. And I say that because that December when The Force Awakens came out was one of the most memorable, like, holiday seasons that it's just really dear to my heart. Because, like, before they announced The Force Awakens, you know, like, there were a lot of Star Wars fans, but we all kind of just came to this realization that turned out to be false, obviously. But, like, we were in this mindset where, oh, you know, there's not going to be any more Star Wars. What's out there is what we have, and that's just how it's going to be. But then, you know, The Force Awakens comes out. And what was that line that they say in the movie? Something like, there has been an awakening. Have you felt mm-hmm. it? Like, that line perfectly describes, like, what was going on at that time. Because not only have us Star Wars fans have a reason to, like, gather around and be excited again, not just for this movie, but just for, like, the start of this entire new era, but, like, I went to the midnight showing, obviously, and just seeing all of these people gather around for one was one thing, but the thing that really got to me the most was seeing these little kids just running around in the grass with their plastic lightsabers, and you know that they weren't even alive for the prequels, right? Yeah, so it's like their excitement is purely just experiencing Star Wars for the first time. And I just love seeing, like, this new generation get into this fandom. And not only that, but, like, my own family and friends were getting into it, too. Like, I have seen that movie in theater, like, 5 times. Just taking my cousin and my boyfriend and my family. And it was just, like, the best feeling.
Yeah, there are... The week that we're recording this is, like, the anniversary of, like, how many different Star Wars movies? Because they all came out around this time in different years. And it's been so fun to, like, really, like, reflect and, like, think back to, like, what would it feel like seeing this movie for the first time? Like, who did I go with? Like, what did I think when I first saw it, you know? And it's, like, that's something really, really special about Star Wars. And, like, I guess, technically being alive in a time when new Star Wars movies are coming out. Like, I don't think we really realize, like, how lucky we are to, like, be here when all this is happening. And, of course, now movies are not stopping. Like, there's not going to probably be, like, ever as big of a gap as there have been in since Star Wars started. And, like, I just love that there are all these memories for so many different people. And, like, the things you remember and the remembering, like, how you felt and, like, who you talked to right afterwards. And it's just, it's a really good time. Like, as much as, like, this fandom, like, will argue about things and some people are just whatever about certain things, like, this is just a really good time to, like, really think about, like, these were my favorite Star Wars things that happened around this time of year, you know?
Yeah, it's a good point when you say, like, it's such a wonderful thing to just be alive during this time to experience, like, this big boom in Star Wars, like, the biggest boom that we've, like, ever seen with all of these, you know, shows and movies and stuff. And, you know, sometimes when I'm feeling down in the dumps, I think back to that. Like, you know, Star Wars kind of helps me in that way. I tell people all the time, like, you know, I could have been born back in, like, the 1700s, or I could have been born way into the future where, yeah, sure, there could have been some other cool stuff, but, like, you know, it wouldn't have been during this time, like, in Star Wars history. Like, honestly, I could have even been born a worm. Like, you don't know. But I mean, I guess if I was born a worm, I wouldn't really care about any of this. But here I am, a human during this time, and I care a lot.
Wow.
I think that was a nice point that I made, maybe?
No, you're right. Like I think about, like, when my dad, like, because my dad first saw Star Wars, like, the original when it came out. And, like, you hear a lot of people, just, like, in the podcasting community and things like that, talking about how, like, they remember after the Return of the Jedi came out, and there were, they called it the dark times. Like, there was all this time where there wasn't, like, any new Star Wars. Like, there were, like, some books and, like, comics and things like that, but, like, things were, like, there was nothing happening. And, like, now we can't even imagine that, because, like, even this year, you know, no new Star Wars movie, but shows, books. Think about how many books have come out just this year, new ones. And not even just the novels, but, like, all the reference books and things like that. Like, you never run out of stuff. Like, even if you've rewatched Rebels for, like, the sixth time, there's another show you can watch, and another one, and another one. Or you could read this book, or you could look through the pretty art in this other book, you know? It's like, if you want Star Wars, there is something always. And there's always something new happening now. So,
and even if you manage to catch up on all of the new stuff, if you haven't already, like, if you open yourself up to all the Legends books, you pretty much, like, double your content. So you're going to be busy for a while.
This is true.
You know what I wonder, though, is at what point do you think the canon library will be as big as Legends?
Oh, Jared, how many Legends books are there? Trevor, who knows the answer to this question?
Legends, Legends. He'll just pop up.
He just appears on the screen. How did you get into this meeting?
Like, this is supposed to be a private meeting.
How did you get here? I mean, let's just say, like, regular novels, there are, I don't know, 200. Let's just pick a random number. It's been, oh, how many books do you even have now? It would take a while, I think. And, like, I almost feel like there's going to be a point, because we were getting, I don't know how many books we've gotten this year, but it's been a lot, which, to be clear, is not a bad thing. Like, we are very happy about this here at Utini. But I feel like there will be a point maybe where books slow down a little, do you think? Because a lot of books, I feel, a lot of books, like, because I think a lot of what's been coming out since 2014 has been, like, the tie-ins to the upcoming movies, and the novelizations have been a lot, like, because they have, like, the Journey 2 things, where it's, like, Journey to the Force Awakens, and then how all the books.
Oh, so you think a lot of these books were kind of, like, paired with the movies coming out, and, but now that there's not really, a movie coming out for a while, then I don't know. That's an interesting...
Yeah, I could be just like, I mean, I want more books, and we're not going to stop getting books. I just wonder if, like, we're going to go from, like, picking a random number of 10 a year to, like, 7. I don't know. Does it matter if we're just getting books? It doesn't matter. But it's going to keep growing. And I think the other thing, too, is, like, as long as they're adding, if they're adding more authors and we get more of a variety of books and it's, like, just a lot of different kinds of books, like, I feel it could just keep going. And, like, they'll probably build it up pretty quickly, and, like, that's fine with me. The only thing I worry about, as always, is how am I going to fit it all onto my shelves, which are behind me right now, and they're very close to being full, and I'm very, very concerned about this.
Yeah, like, I feel like I have a lot of books, but it's nothing compared to your collection there. Oh my gosh, I see your collector's edition, Chaos Rising. You put that there on purpose to make me jealous, didn't you?
No, it's just the only place I had to put it. It just happens to be in the frame of this Zoom call right now.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, okay, so we're doing this giveaway for this book, right? The collector's edition of Thrawn Ascendancy Chaos Rising. And I always have to struggle with that title, but we're doing this giveaway right now. And at the time that you're listening to this, the giveaway has actually, well, the entries for this giveaway has actually pretty much ended at this point. So I hope you would all get in on that. But the winner for that book, the clue is kicking in, Meg.
No.
So the winner who will be, thank you. Okay, the winner who will be receiving this book will be randomly drawn this weekend, the weekend that will be after this day that this came out, and we'll be announcing it on the Living Force Monday, the 28th, during our Utini Christmas party. Okay.
Oh,
I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Good job. Good job.
That was hard.
Yes, it was, but you got there. You got all the words. It all came out in the right order.
Thank you. I kind of just glanced over at this outline, and I put this question on here. What do you eat for Christmas? Now I'm hungry. All I have is this muffin, but I would really like ham.
Ham is a Christmas thing for me, definitely. Some people are like turkey for Christmas, and I'm like, that's a Thanksgiving thing. We do ham. What do we have with our ham? I don't know. We're not having Christmas dinner this year because...
the usual excuse for this year.
Yes, it's just 2020 and no one feels like doing anything anymore. But usually we have ham and it's great. And
I want to know who actually has turkey for Christmas, because where I work, we usually do like this company Christmas party or whatever. And they have to break it up into like 3 separate days because we have like a couple thousand employees.
Oh, wow.
But since we're not doing a party this year, they decided that they were going to give out turkeys. They already gave out a turkey to everyone for Thanksgiving, which makes sense, right? People usually have turkey on Thanksgiving. But they're giving out another turkey for Christmas. And I was thinking, like, okay, well, I just had turkey for Thanksgiving. Do I really want another turkey? I might actually just, like, donate it to a meat locker or something. I don't know. Like, I would have much preferred a ham. I know it's free, you know, they're being considerate, so I shouldn't be picky. Yeah. But, like, I just had a turkey. I kind of don't want it.
Yeah, don't tell anyone this, I say to all of the people listening to this right now. I do have the power to cut it out, though. I don't even like ham that much. Like, I don't know. It just, like, it has to be, like, if it's, like, in soup or something, or, like, on a sandwich, I guess it's fine. I don't know.
I think it depends on who's making it, because I've had ham that is, like, just the right balance of, like, sweet and salty. You know, like, honey ham.
Yeah.
But I have had ham that just tastes like a pile of salt and nothing else. Yeah. And if you had like that, then I could understand why you're not a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to whatever I will be eating as you may be listening to this. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll just, I don't know what I'm going to do. Who knows?
Well, I'm going to be working on Christmas Day. So that pretty much means I'm going to be having cup noodle for Christmas.
Great choice. I'm so happy with that decision.
Oh, I'm sure you are. You just seem so ecstatic.
I am so enthusiastic about this.
Is it Happy Beeps time?
It absolutely can be Happy Beeps time.
Yay!
Pump up that energy. Yay!
Beep, 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 beep. Well, you can still put in the usual Happy Beeps, okay?
I will do that right now. I mean, I won't actually do it right now, but that's where it's going to go.
Oh, okay. I'm like, listening so intently.
Actually, yeah, I could have made it play, but I don't have the patience for that. Happy Beeps here, buddy. Come on. Anyways,
okay, so at the time that you guys are listening to this, this is going to be old news, but you know what? The point isn't to bring you news, because we know we're already past that, but we want to talk about all of the new Disney Plus shows that were announced. Because, like, if you're not, if that doesn't make you happy, then I don't know what will, to be honest. But we're just going to do, like, a speed run? Not a speed run. That's like in gaming. What? Lightning round. We're going to do a lightning round of all the shows, and we're going to give a brief opinion on it if we're excited or not. Number one, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Meg, do you want it? Yes? No?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Right now, please.
Me too. Okay. Oh, but this is a good point. Why is it called Obi-Wan Kenobi and not just Kenobi?
It's bothering me so much. I don't know why they did that. It's so much. Just name it Kenobi. That's what we all thought it was going to be anyway.
It's like the most obvious decision. And I can already see myself saying like, hey, have you seen the latest episode of Obi-Wan Kenobi? No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, have you seen the latest episode of Kenobi?
I mean, I guess technically it could change. Like, they can still shit. I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it. I mean, I'm excited for the show, but like, just Kenobi. Like the book, but not the book. Maybe that's why, because they don't want to name it the same title as the book, because they don't want people to think it's the book.
It's funny. It's funny you pointed out the book, because I looked around for the hardcover, because I'm anticipating that to be especially rare when this comes out, and I managed to snag the only copy that I could find on Amazon for like $50.
Oh, I should get one of those. I didn't know that it had a hardcover, but you better believe I'm going to find one now.
Yes, get it. Also, these are supposed to be quick. We're still on the first show. But just real quick, the eye in Kenobi is actually like a little silhouette of his lightsaber. I just found that out today.
I noticed that. That's really cool.
Okay, number two, Ahsoka. Are you excited? Yes, no.
I wasn't at first, but the more time that goes on, the more excited I am, because like, we know nothing about what this is going to be about, and if it's continuing her story from the episode that we got of her in The Mandalorian, then like, yes please, let's go.
Unless I'm mistaken, I think this is supposed to take place around the same time as The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, it is. They said that. I remember now.
Okay, so if that's the case, then I'm curious to know what she's doing around that time. And I'm pretty sure that her episode in The Mandalorian was kind of like a test to see if people would like it before they, like, really commit.
Yeah, I had that feeling.
Yeah, and also, is that a reference to The World Between Worlds in the logo?
I believe so. It looks like it to me.
And it's interesting how they also brought up The World Between Worlds and the Lego Holiday Special, which I have not seen yet. I just know that that's a thing.
Oh, we gotta talk about it when you see it.
I know, it's till Christmas.
Oh.
I know.
I mean, it technically is Christmas when people are hearing us talk about
it. Oh, I guess so.
I believe you.
Yes, I have seen this now then. Rangers of the New Republic. Yes, no. What is this one again?
Is it this one, The Mandalorian, and Ahsoka that are all going to be, like, tied together? They're all taking place around the same time.
I believe so. Yes. And judging by how the logo for this looks, I don't know why, but I get the vibe that this is going to be another like CGI show, like Resistance.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me that vibe. I don't know.
I don't know enough about it. I feel like I need to know, like, are these going to be completely new characters? Are we going to know someone in this show? Like, I don't know enough about it to really have an opinion. But if there's going to be some kind of crossover event between multiple shows and this is part of that, then I'm all for it. Like, let's try this and see how it goes, I guess. I'm going in with no expectations, as I tend to do with these kind of things. And that hopefully means that I will be quite pleased.
That is smart, and I will do the same thing, especially since there's, like, nothing on this show. So, on to the next show, Andor. Yes, no.
We've been waiting for this for so long, and, like, I wanted it to be called Fulcrum, but we also don't know exactly what it's about. I mean, we kind of do, but, like, this is fine. Like, I don't know how, I feel like a lot of these shows are, like, named after the main character, and I'm like, that's fine for a few of them, but, like, I'm not sold on the name, but, like, I'm excited for the show. Like, Cassian is awesome. I want to know more about, like, what's going on in this particular time period in, like, the spy network type thing. Like, what's going on? Let's get more of that. So, yes, please.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel kind of indifferent to the show because I feel like it has the potential to be good, but at the same time, I wonder, why Cassian of all characters?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we know what happens to him, but like, I guess, I wonder if it'll be one of those, like, you see him in Rogue One and you're like, oh, this is a cool character. And then you see him in the show and then you watch Rogue One again and you're like, oh, this is an even cooler character. Like, the expanded universe has kind of been doing that a lot lately. Like, you don't need to see all the things, but like, when you read the book or see the show, it just makes the other thing cooler, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, by the time you see him in Rogue One, isn't it at least hinted at that he is an assassin? Like, he's already done some assassinations?
I think so. I mean, that's probably what we're going to find out is, like, what kind of... Because I think it's implied that, like, it's pretty much the whole, like, you'll pretty much do whatever you have to do whatever the Rebellion needs you to do. So, like, what kind of bad stuff has he done? Like,
exactly. Like, that's what I'm intrigued to see. Like, just how... Because, you know, judging by how everything looks, it kind of seems like this is going to be a kind of more gritty show. Yeah. Maybe even a tad more, like, gritty or... I keep saying gritty. I can't think of another adjective. Anyways, more so than The Mandalorian, maybe like a war-type show? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if that's the case, then that would be an interesting take on Star Wars, I think. Because that's already what a lot of people were expecting for Rogue One. And, I mean, they kind of got there for the most part. But maybe the show even more so. But also, how come his show gets the cool, you know, single last name title, but Obi-Wan Kenobi does not? They're not calling this the Cassian Andor show. They're just calling it Andor. They should have called Obi-Wan Kenobi just Kenobi.
I don't know. I didn't name it. I don't make the decisions at Star Wars HQ.
Well, you know what? You should.
Because I should not. I should not be put in charge of anything for that matter.
Next one, Bad Batch, yes, no.
I was not excited until the footage that we saw, and then I was like, oh, I'm interested in this. I love Order 66 and its aftermath. Let's do this.
Okay, nobody get mad at me, but the clone that they saved who ended up in Bad Batch, that was Echo, right? No, yeah. It was, okay. Because I kept getting stuck between Echo and Fives. Like, I love them. I really do. Just sometimes I get them a little confused. So, I was wondering when this show would take place. Because I would think that people would want to see Echo and Bad Batch. But then that would mean that, you know, the show would very soon hit to where Order 66 is at. Which wouldn't make... Like, I already know it's going to be a short series. But man, that is like really short because Order 66 happened like maybe even the same day that happened when he joined the team. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the show, like, or the trailer kind of hit on the time period, because, you know, you see the hologram of Sidious, you know, saying Order 66 or whatever it is. So it makes me wonder if the show is going to start before Echo and then lead up to Order 66, and then we'll see what decision they make when that happens. But yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I it's one of those things where it's like, the more we learn about it, the more excited I'm probably going to get. Honestly, with me, let's be real. Like, if it's Star Wars, I'm going to give it a chance. So, like, Resistance. Like, I watched most of it. I was excited for it. It really wasn't for me, and I'm not, like, super into it. But, like, the fact that we got Star Wars in that time period, in that art style, in the style of the show, that was really cool to me. Like, even though I didn't, like, vibe with it. But that doesn't mean that I wasn't happy that we got it. So, like, with me, it's like, even if it's not totally awesome, which I'm assuming it will be, I'm here for it. Like, Star Wars is Star Wars, and we're getting more of it. And let's never stop that, ever.
I know. I really need to give Resistance another chance. Because I would always watch a couple episodes at a time, and I would be like, what are we doing here? Like, is this important? But I hear good things about it later on. So I really just need to get to the part when that starts happening.
Yeah, I know I got to season two, and there are only two seasons, which is the other thing about it. It just didn't last very long. I know I never finished it, so like, I'd like to at some point. It's just like, hasn't been a thing I've had time for yet. But I'll get there.
And then maybe we can talk about it. We should, we should do a watch party.
That would be fun.
Star Wars Visions. Yes or no?
I don't understand what it's about. I don't think I understood what they're doing with that one.
Okay, so they're also doing a Marvel version. I forget what it's called. But it's basically, animate these what-if scenarios.
Oh, then yes. I you know what? I knew that. I was getting it confused with something else.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sure. Like, let's experiment. Let's see how it goes. Yeah. I'm here for it. I'll watch it.
I think it'll be fun because it's like one of those shows that obviously you don't take seriously because it's not officially canon. It's literally just like a what if this happened. And also the fact that it's going to be animated. I am a sucker for cartoons, so please. How cool would it be if, like, each episode, and, you know, maybe this is the case, I don't know, but if each episode was, like, in a different art style.
That would be cool.
And one of the art styles can be anime.
I think that that's, like, a lot of what it's going to be, right? I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't trust me, but, like, yeah. If it was that, that'd be good.
That would be really good.
It would.
I feel like a lot of these details are either scattered about or they have yet to be, you know, announced or whatever. And, I mean, to be fair, it wasn't our job to actually do 100% research on, like, all of these shows. So just, like, bear with us, okay? This is just our initial thoughts. Next.
Yeah, and if you haven't already, watch our YouTube video where Eric and Corey, I almost forgot your name, Corey, you're great. Oh, no.
His name is on the screen right now because you're using his account.
It totally is. You are right. Wow. They did a recap video on our YouTube channel, I don't know what the URL is, but go watch it if you haven't already because they do a much better job of talking about these shows in more detail than we are right now.
Yes, and they're probably not buzzed off of either booze or caffeine. So, oh, Meg, where did you go? She went off the screen.
Continue.
You're still alive. Okay, just making sure. Anyways, I'm pretty sure the link you were trying to think of is youtube.com/utini.
Well, that was super easy. I don't know why I struggled with that one. Great.
Well, awesome. I mean, okay, like, people say these links, right? But it's not like people actually type that link into, you know, their, like, phones. They just go to the app and then they search for the keyword.
You're right.
But anyways, that's what we do anyway. So, Lando.
Yeah, I would love Donald Glover to be in it. I've heard like a lot of people say they would love it if it was like Billy Dee Williams is like, he's like in at the beginning and then he's narrating the whole thing, but it's like flashbacks to like Lando's adventures doing whatever throughout the galaxy.
Oh, that's with a someone good else. Idea.
Which would be really, really cool. This was a rumor a long time ago. I remember kind of writing about this and speculating about it a little bit. I do whatever, but let's go for it. Like, sure, why not?
Oh, you stopped talking about it right when I ate my muffin.
Oh no, Heather is eating a muffin right now, and I bet it tastes delicious.
It's chocolate chip.
That's my favorite kind of muffin. I don't know why anyone in the world needed to know that, but we are talking about our favorite things, and I guess, whatever.
At my work, they have one of those, they say it's like a Starbucks, but technically it's just like a regular coffee shop that's allowed to sell Star Wars, mm-hmm. Starbucks products. Oops. I mean, that was an honest mistake. We're talking about Star Wars. Anyways.
True.
So, they sell these muffins, right? And there's this one that's a lemon cranberry, and I always order it warm because you know what's in the middle of that muffin? Custard.
Oh,
and it's so
that
good when it's warm.
Not allowed. I want it.
Well, you know, if you ever come down to I almost said the name of my town. Should I say that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. If you
ever come visit you?
Yes, yeah. There you go. If you ever come visit me, I will take you to the coffee shop where I work, and then I'll get you a warm lemon cranberry muffin.
Yes, if we're ever allowed to travel again, I will come visit. I will visit everyone, each of you individually. I was talking about everyone at UTini, not like everyone listening. That would be weird.
How many people listen to this anyway?
I'm not Timothy. I don't know these
Timothy,
things.
Why won't you say anything? You're supposed to tell us.
Yeah, first we had Jared in here, and now Timothy's crashing our party. What's going on?
Yeah, this should be like an open channel where they can just like pop in and out.
We do need to have guests at some point. I mean, like, as much as I don't want to expose everyone to whatever vibe we have going, whatever energy this is, I think it would be fun.
Well, I'll tell you, I know a couple people from our Discord channel who's been really bugging me about being on the show, so we might have to make that happen.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Anyways, what do I think about Lando? So, Donald Glover is a great Lando. I loved mm-hmm. him in Solo. Like, he's just so natural with that character, and I would love to see more. I've heard some people say, like, why do we need an Andor show? Why do we need a Lando show? And, no, I think their point was, why do we need both of those, right? And I was saying, well, you know, one is going to be a bit more serious, I imagine, with the, here comes this word again, gritty tone. And the other one, Lando, I imagine this is going to be a lot more, like, fun and light. Like, each episode is its own little contained adventure. Like, I don't know. It just sounds really fun to me. So I'm open to it.
Yeah, and I think the other thing with that is, like, these probably aren't going to be running at the same time. Let's keep that in mind, too. Like, we got all these announcements at the same time, but, like, these shows are probably going to, a lot of them are going to be really spread out. Like, they're not going to premiere all at the same time. So, like, even if you think, like, oh, it's too much to have an Andor series in Atlanta, like, it's probably going to be fine. They're probably going to alternate things.
Isn't Star this Wars over the course of 10 years?
Is that?
I heard something about 10 years.
You know, I'm just excited about Star Wars. Like, I don't know all the details. I don't write about Star Wars as much as I used to. It's not my fault.
So, all of these announcements were coming out while I was at work. And I actually was not prepared for these announcements. I didn't know it was going to be a thing. So, on my Apple Watch, I saw my cousin sending me texts like, what, an Ahsoka show? What, there's so many announcements, you must be going crazy right now. And that was like the only thing that I saw from the whole thing. And like, I had to wait until my break to get back to him and be like, I only heard of any of this from that one text that I saw on my watch. Like, I have no idea what's going on right now. So I was looking and everything. But I managed to find one picture of, like, all of the shows up on the projector or whatever, right? Uh-huh. And I noticed that one of them said The Acolyte. And I was just like, I can't think of anything as to what that could be. Mm-hmm. And a couple days later, I don't know why it took me so long, but I found out that The Acolyte is based on The High Republic. And mm-hmm. I was so stoked for that, because when they announced, like, these High Republic books, I know it was a thing we were talking about, like, is this just going to be, like, this series of books and then that's it, or are they going to expand on it? One thing I'm pretty sure one of us speculated was, like, are they going to test the success of these books to see if they should make a show? Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, the first book hasn't even officially come out yet, and we already right. have a show announced for it.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be a thing, you know? And it makes me wonder, like, there's gotta be, like, plans for a movie at some point, if they're willing to, like, pump out a show before even knowing if the books are gonna be good.
I would think so. And, like, now, because they're not making movies, like, based on books now. Like, they can't, they're not doing that. Now it's like you have the High Republic books, and then you're going to have a show that's kind of, like, set in that era. Like, you could have you could do the thing that they were doing with other movies, where, like, you have books that kind of build up to a story that's a movie that then has, like, characters in it that also get, like, books. And, like, Utini is here, and we're going to be here with all of you through all of the books and things that are coming out of all. I'm so excited for the High Republic. I just am saying, it's so close. We've been waiting for so long, even longer than we thought we would because of the delays. It's time. It's almost here.
Yes, we're all in this together. We're all gonna, you know, gather and hold hands. Oh, wait, no, we can't hold hands. Not now. Okay, maybe.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Maybe during celebration we'll be allowed to hold hands.
That would be good. Hopefully by the time we get to celebration, I can hug you.
I know. Like, I always pictured myself just, like, hugging all of you guys and just, like, crying that I finally get to meet you. And, like, yeah. I don't even know if I'll be able to do that when the time comes.
Someday we'll all be able to hug each other again. I haven't hugged anyone. I can't speak for everyone, but I haven't hugged anyone in a long time. And I would like to.
Oh, what about Izzy?
I mean, I haven't hugged another human in a long time.
Yeah.
A very, very long time. Anyway.
Our time will come. The time for hugs is upon us.
Oh, I want that on a shirt.
You hear that, Jose? Just slap a Utini logo on that.
Money, 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 money.
My money, money, money. Okay, so, a droid story.
Sure.
Mm.
I mean, nah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of indifferent about this one.
How funny would it be if a droid story was just, like, a collection of all of the droid filler episodes from the Clone Wars? Oh, like, it's not even new content. It's just...
Oh,
you know, in case you wanted to binge those, here's a very nifty category for you.
Oh, that's funny.
But, no, I'm sure it'll be new content, and if it is, like, you know, I'll give it a shot, but it's definitely not at the top of the list of things I'm excited for.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, this might be obvious, but do you think Anthony Daniels will still be involved in that? He's always involved when it comes to 3PO, right?
I don't think he's ever going to let anyone else do C-3PO until he literally can't anymore, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, go for it.
I actually met him at the other... Sorry, I sound like I'm eating because I am. Like, I'm sorry if that's annoying. It's just I really like this muffin. But, I met Anthony Daniels at the first Star Wars Celebration Anaheim. Meg, stop it. I can't concentrate. She's just laughing at me. Stop. So, I mean, he was aight. I got him to sign my special C-3PO themed Xbox controller, which came...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got the Xbox 360 Star Wars edition, which came with the Kinect and, like, that Star Wars dancing game with the Han Solo dance, the infamous Han Solo dance. If you haven't seen it, I'll share that in the channel. It's funny.
Please do.
Okay. But, yeah, so it came with this R2-D2 360 that pretty much had his paint job, and whenever you would press buttons on it, it would actually make R2 noises.
Oh.
And then it came with the 3PO controller, so I had him sign that, and it was cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I've heard that, like, when people who meet him are like, oh, he's awesome. So, someday, maybe.
I mean, I've heard other things, but we won't get into that. So, I don't know if you know what I'm talking
happy
about.
Happy beeps.
But... Yeah, I know. Okay.
Happy.
So, Rogue Squadron, yes or no?
Yes. Yes, a woman is finally directing a Star Wars movie. This is the best news. I am so excited. And then that video that she posted, talking about her dad and like, it was so good.
It was a nice story, but I was getting distracted at the fact, like, I think, oh yeah, she was like putting on her suit or something and she kept on looking down as she was talking. And it was so distracting and I was like, what are you looking at? But then you see that she was putting on the X-Wing pilot suit, which was really cool.
Yeah,
but cool. I actually didn't realize at first that this is actually a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Another Star Wars movie. It's so exciting.
Yay. Yes! Okay.
Star Wars!
Ah!
I'm okay. I am sorry to myself, who's going to have to listen to that later. Wow.
You're going to have to audio balance so much of this.
I'm gonna do all the things.
Are you up for the challenge?
Oh, don't talk to me about challenges. Challenge me to anything. And people on our team know I'll get it done.
Oh, yeah. I got chocolate on my fingers and I didn't bring a napkin.
That's disappointing.
It's very awkward. I have a Ziploc bag. Just wipe it on that.
My God.
It's kind of just smearing it.
Quality
all over the
content.
I still have hot chocolate.
I do too. Dog, do not chew on this.
It's
rope.
Cold chocolate, but it still has Kahlua, yeah. So it's fine by me.
Cold chocolate sounds so much sadder.
I mean, at that point, it's just chocolate milk.
It's true. You're right.
Last one. Untitled Taika Waititi Project. I'm sorry if I said that wrong.
No, I actually
I'm not
that
good
was right.
With names. Oh, okay.
Or it was close enough.
What do we know about this? Because I know nothing.
We know nothing. That's the thing. But we do know that, he is amazing. He's directed... Has he directed episodes of The Mandalorian? Why am I totally blanking on this? But he did direct Thor Ragnarok, which is like a great movie. So if you like that kind of humor in your nerd stuff, then
honestly, Thor Ragnarok was the only like memorable one for me.
There you go.
I saw the first one in theaters and I wasn't tired or anything. I think it was just because if there's ever too much going on the screen, it'll kind of wear me out and I'll get sleepy. And I think that's what happened to me for the first Thor, because I kind of just kept drifting in and out. I remember there being a rainbow bridge, but that was kind of
it. It's a very significant rainbow bridge, significant to the plot of the entire movie.
And okay. And I would also argue that, what was it called? Was it called Dark World or something like that?
Uh-huh. The second one.
That is probably the worst Marvel movie in existence.
You are
not. In my opinion.
Alone in thinking that.
Okay. I forget I have to say in my opinion or people will freak out. But Ragnarok, that one was just, ooh, so good.
Yeah. It's like one of the only Marvel movies that I've rewatched.
I think
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. okay, well, before we switch back, I was just going to say that Doctor Strange is one of my favorites. Favorite movies.
It's a good one.
It's so good. Okay.
Oh, guys, I'm singing again. Oh no. Oh no.
Keep singing.
Oh no, no. You don't want to hear that.
I'll be your backup singer. Ready, go.
No.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, you can just edit in your own. No, like you can sing later on your own time, and then you could just like clip in my background singing to your singing.
I guess we'll just see how. Oh my god.
Is she pulling you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! What a strong dog.
That is what happened. I was not expecting that. Can you chill out? She's a very strong dog. She actually bruised my ribs yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Because we were playing and she went like this with her front paws and put all her weight directly into my body. And that's what happens.
Oh, my gosh. That's what my cat does to me. And I'm glad that he doesn't have as much weight as your dog.
Yeah, that your cat's not 65 pounds of muscle.
Yeah. I think we're... Oh my gosh, we've been going for an hour. I totally lost track of the time. I think...
Wow.
Well, that was like the last show, even though there was really not much to say about the last show. But can you think of anything you want to plug into this episode before we end it?
Oh, tune in to The Living Force this coming Monday night. I don't know why I'm talking in that voice. The Christmas party, it's going to be fun. A bunch of us are going to be there. It's going to be crazier than a normal Living Force episode, if that tells you anything about what to expect. I was going to plug the Utinis, but those will already have happened by the time you're hearing this. So that's going to be really exciting. It's the end of the year, and we're all just ready to celebrate that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
If you've put in your entries for the Chaos Rising Collector's Edition giveaway, make sure to tune into that to find out if you've been randomly chosen. Because if you have, you have 24 hours to respond to our message in order to claim your prize before we find somebody else. So, yes, that is a threat.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Also, I'm especially excited for this party because I have been saving my last bit of Japanese whiskey for this event.
Oh my.
And this whiskey is so good that I spent $100 on the bottle.
I will probably also be drinking during this party, so if that's the thing that's going to get you to show up, get ready.
Woo! I'll be wearing my Utini Christmas sweater, courtesy of Jose.
I don't have one of those.
Oh no! Just print out the design on a piece of paper and then tape it to yourself.
That's perfect.
Well,
perfect
make sure solution. You're wearing a piece of clothing before you tape it to yourself. Don't just tape it to you.
I will try to remember.
Okay. So that is it for this episode of Caf Faves. Check out our exclusive Caf Faves channel on Discord. And, you know, it only took me a good couple months or however long we've been doing this to realize that the channel was called Caf Faves instead of Caf Faves. But I got a hold of Adam and we got that fixed. So now you won't get lost.
Fantastic.
So, yes, make be sure to check out that channel if you have any suggestions for like categories, or if you want us to talk about something on Happy Beefs, let us know on there. You can also follow us on Twitter at @utini_us. I am Heather G. Meg is at McDowell. I said Meg this time and not Mick, like the last episode.
You did.
Hooray for me. And that is it. Have a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy your day. Thank you for hanging out with us. We will see you next time.
Bye-bye.